Thank you, Peter. And we begin today unusually with women's floorball. The women's floorball team has plenty of reason to celebrate because at the weekend, the Czech squad clinched bronze at this year's World Floorball Championships. And that those were held in St. Gallen, Switzerland. The medal is the first ever by the Czech women's team in the competition, but they certainly had to fight for it. Halfway through the bronze medal match, the squad trailed hosts Switzerland 2-0. But the Czech players, including a phenomenal Dominika Steglová, who got the game-winning goal, refused to give up and were able to turn it around. The final score, 3-2. And if you're wondering, the competition final was won by Sweden, who defeated Finland 4-2, and the Swedes have now won the World Championship title 3 times in a row. We turn to ice hockey in the Czech Republic's domestic league, the Tipsport Extraliga. Pardubice turned around its match against Sparta Prague, coming from 2-1 down to score an additional 6 goals. The final score was 8-2. And a day later, the club also downed Zlín 6-2, leaving Pardubice in 5th spot in the standings. And so far, the East Bohemian club leads the league in the number of goals scored, 103. In other action, Sparta were able to recover from their trouncing in a match against 11th place Kometa, winning in Brno by the slimmest of margins, 2-1. But Sparta remain in 2nd place in the standings, a point shy of Česká Budějovice's HC Mountfield. In other matches, Slavia lost 3-2 to Litvinov, Česká Budějovice lost to Plzeň in overtime, and Karlovy Vary beat Liberec 4-1. Continuing with hockey, but overseas, the star Czech forward, Jaromír Jágr, who plays for the Philadelphia Flyers, set a new milestone on Saturday, scoring his 656th goal in the NHL. That ties Canadian Brendan Shanahan for 11th in all-time scoring. Jágr's goal came in a 5-2 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning, and he needed 1,297 games to reach the milestone. That's compared to Shanahan's 1,524.
All right, just so Jaromír Jágr, okay, let's get this straight. He's now, is that 11th?
He's the 11th all-time scorer in the NHL, tied with Shanahan, but he only needs a few more goals to take on Luc Robitaille to break into the top 10. That would be with 668. And there's another sweetener. He may even go after 9th spot, which, of course, is held by Jágr's old teammate and mentor, Mario Lemieux. So some added incentive there.
I take it, though, he's very unlikely ever to take on the might of the great Wayne Gretzky, of course.
Certainly, he's I don't know the goals offhand, but he's certainly nowhere close to taking on Gretzky's record.
But still, written his name in history, Jágr, hasn't he? Definitely.
No question about that. And at 39, he's still playing extremely well. He's doing well in Philadelphia. The team's doing well. So yeah, very surprising.
Great stuff.
Okay, and we finally turn to this item. 3 Czech jumpers made it into the final of the World Cup event at Harachov in the Czech Republic at the weekend. Jan Matura, Jakub Janda, and Lukáš Hlava. After his first jump, Hlava was in 9th spot, but managed only an average 2nd jump that saw him slip out of the top 10 to just 13th. All the same, in 5 World Cup events so far, the ski jumper has racked up 107 points, and that's the equivalent of his last 2 seasons combined. And that's the sport.